You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm here with Mark Melancon. Mark, thanks for being with me. Mark, you're the new closer of the Nationals, and what's it like to be here in Washington?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Anytime you can come to a first-place team, you know, it's a lot of fun.
And I want to know, you're here to really help this team go to the World Series, and this is the team's goal, go to the World Series. When you hear all that, how do you feel about it?
Well, playing on the other side, this team has the talent, the potential, and then getting over here, I see the drive and the commitment that each guy has. There's no doubt that we should get to the World Series.
You come from championship experience. You were with the 2009 Yankees, although you were not in the World Series. You were there and you experienced it. Tell me what that was like and how you can take it here to the Nationals.
Well, that team was, you know, there was a lot of similarities with some veteranism and some youth. And, you know, just seeing the camaraderie in the clubhouse and all that stuff, it's very similar.
In what way?
Just, you know, the camaraderie, like I said, the guys, there's a lot of leaders on this team speaking up, and everybody's gelling together. The feel of the clubhouse, people are excited to come every day. You know, people are pulling for each other in the dugout and the bullpen. Real tight-knit group.
What is going to notice is that you have been really successful in the last 4 years. Why have you been successful? And you have put up some astounding great numbers. Why have you been successful?
Well, I think my location has been key. You know, that's a big part of my game is to locate the pitch. And then you add some movement on there with the cutter, the sinker, the curveball. You know, add some depth and some down angle. And you know, those are the keys that I'm trying to work each night.
I understand that you learned the cutter and a lot of things from your days with the Yankees. Could you talk about who you learned it from and everything like that?
Yeah, I got the opportunity to sit in the bullpen with Mariano Rivera, and obviously I watched him throw it a lot. And Billy Connors over there, pitching coach, taught me kind of the grip and showed me, and then when I got to Houston, Brandon Lyon showed me the proper technique and the what I'm looking for in the spin and the rotation, and played catch with me a lot to figure that out. So I threw with him for about 2 months before I actually threw in the game, and then started throwing the game very just occasionally, and it went well. And then I just built off of that. And when I got to Pittsburgh, Russell Martin being my catcher and having caught Mariano really just hounded it and said, hey, we have to throw that every day. We have to throw it all the time. And it's such a great pitch that you need to use it a lot. So,
Mark, I watched you after you were traded. And the thing that was interesting is you talked about your love for Pittsburgh. Could you talk about how much you loved it there and became famous there?
You know, what a special place. I feel like a blue-collar town that people really embraced baseball, and it was really for the love of the game. You know, you felt like people, you drive down the street and you see all the TV sets on, and they'd have the baseball game on. They'd have a sporting event on. You'd go to the grocery store, and whether it was a five-year-old kid or an 85-year-old woman, they would know what happened last night in the game.
No kidding.
And it was special. It was unique and it was special, and I've never experienced that anywhere else. It's really just a neat place.
Pittsburgh is a beautiful city. I mean, the bridge, the Roberto Clemente Bridge, everything's just so beautiful there. You agree with that?
Oh, gosh, it's, you know, as a fan sitting in PNC Park, it's as picturesque as you can get. And they really took advantage of the bridges and the skyline, the water there. It's a city that if you told me in 5 years it was going to, you know, be the next place to be. I wouldn't doubt it.
Right.
Yeah, it's really a neat spot. And like I said, the people are outstanding, and as far as the organization there, they just spectacular. Treated me very well, and try to treat all their guys very well. So it was a great place.
For people who don't know where you're from, I know you have a great family. Talk about them.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. You know, my family grew up in with both my parents, just a loving family that's really cared for me, and it wasn't all about baseball, mm-hmm. It wasn't all about football or basketball. It was just loving me and caring for me and having my back, and as a child, that's all you really want is your family to love you and to know that they're going to be together and through hard times, through good times, and it's not about how you do on the field that matters. It's what kind of person you are and how you treat others. Those were kind of the morals that they gave me. And, you know, the Lord's blessed me so much, and it's my duty to give back and help others. And I'm just very appreciative to be in the position I am.
Where were you raised?
I was raised in Denver, just outside of Denver. Arvada, Golden, mm-hmm. Colorado. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And my final question, what is the goal for the rest of the year? What's the plan?
Well, like you already said, it's to get to the World Series and then win the World Series. So we have to take care of business prior to that, and we have smaller goals, being first in winning our division, and then moving on from there.
Mark Melanson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.